The devil's advocates may not agree on much, but funny is funny.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Welcome, KGOE listening on the leftist coast. Welcome to all our listeners, AM 950 in Minneapolis, and of course, WCPT 820 AM, Progressive Voices, and Devil Radio 92.7, the flagship for Devil Radio. I'm here right now in the studios with my good buddy Brian. You could be a part of this big show. Dial us up, 844-967-2789. Now, last week, I, left the studio and chased down Ron Johnson, and I, tried to get a lot of mileage out of my small effort, my field trip, if you would, because that's what we do around here. We turn a little into a lot. But anyways, I wasn't the only one that noticed what Ron Johnson had said last week. And Ron Johnson, to local press in the state of Wisconsin, went on a television interview with Channel 8, a small station in La Crosse. Your news leader, Channel 8 in La Crosse, interviewed Rojo. And Rojo, do we have this sound, said something to the effect of, parents watch your kids, it ain't society's fault, played for the people.
People decide to have families and become parents. That's something, they need to consider when they make that choice. I've never really felt it was society's responsibility to take care of other people's children.
Well, as fate would have it, I had RSVP'd, respondez si vous plaît, for a Ron Johnson press conference the very next morning. And I showed up, and I would like to think, because he had three pressers, but I showed up for the first one, I was the first media in the world to get a crack at Ron Johnson. And I asked him a follow-up question, sort of a self-indulgent follow-up question. Ron, I know you don't care for other people's children being taken care of by society. And of course, his greater point was, we can't afford to pay for other people's kids. And he did brag at the very same press conference that morning about the Trump tax cuts, the unfunded $1.5 trillion tax cuts, and how 95% of small businesses got a little piece of that action. But we can't afford to pay for children. And I asked him a follow-up question. What about orphans? What about, other kids? What is society's responsibility, Ron? Does government have a role? And yes, of course, we're compassionate. All that crap. Why do I know it's crap? Because he, said the crap part, the compassionate part, and then said, but we can't afford it. No, don't want a deficit spend to pay for poor people's kids. My kids are doing just fine. So I thought, well, that's probably the big hullabaloo for the week. Rojo said one asinine thing, and that's a good week. Let's call it a week. But then he went and topped it, at least in my perception.
Way to go, Ron.
A more ridiculous statement made by the U.S. Senator from the great state of Wisconsin. A radio interview on January 26, 2022. Ron, call me, 844-967-2789. But here's what Johnson said. All these athletes are dropping dead on the field after receiving the COVID-19 vaccination. No, Ron, they're not. They're not. Wouldn't that be worth a Google, Ron? I mean, if you're out there spreading this sort of information, wouldn't it be worth a Google? What athletes? I mean, Bronco bull riders? Downhill skiers? I mean, that's some pretty athletes.
I think he was referring to a couple of soccer players, perhaps, but none of that was related to anything. Please know what you're talking about.
Here's what Rojo said. Ron Johnson. He used to call him a friend of a show. It's been a while since we called him a friend of this show. Here's what he said. We've heard story after story. All these athletes dropping dead on the field. Now, he was talking with Charlie Kirk, who is sort of a kook, a right-wing kind of guy, sort of a Rojo Trumpy kind of guy. But we're supposed to ignore that. Nothing happening here. Nothing to see. This is a travesty. This is a scandal. As the PolitiFact writes, This was a real jaw-dropper for us. All sorts of athletes dropping dead on the field because of the vaccine. Is Johnson right, question mark? No, right, writes PolitiFact. No. So anyways, here's a little bit of refuting something that could have been easily refuted. If you did just Google it right now, while I'm talking, Fancy Brand, do me a favor. Google athletes drop dead on the field. And all you're going to find are PolitiFacts refuting that that ever happened. When asked for backup for the claim, Johnson's spokeswoman, Vanessa Ambrosini, told us the center has been alarmed by stories he has heard of athletes dying on the field. Alarmed. Where are you hearing these stories? Who's telling these stories, Ron? Why would you believe these stories? The center's point in raising these issues, he said via email, has always been that our federal health agency should be concerned about reports of adverse reactions related to COVID-19 vaccines, and they should fully investigate and make their findings available to the American people. Well, as the PolitiFact author writes, fair enough, but the claim was that all these stories about all sorts of athletes dying in the midst of competition, or at least while practicing? Patrick Remington, director of the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Preventative Medicine Residency Program and a former epidemiologist at the CDC, said the agency is already monitoring such things. Rojo frequently cites a federal database of adverse events that people, from patients to doctors, report to the agency as possibly, that's the part Rojo never seems to pay attention to, possibly connected to various drugs. But the database itself notes the claims are not vetted and establish a cause between them. You know, Remington said the CDC is looking for causation, not just for coincidence of two events happening in proximity to each other, such as a cardiac episode and getting a vaccine. The burden is on credible scientists to study whether vaccination could be associated with this outcome. And no credible science exists to say it is. We continue to do ongoing surveillance. The vaccine surveillance system is in place to study any possible associations that come up. But to date, I am not aware of any studies or any credible research that suggest that vaccines cause death in young athletes. Here's another one. We found no proof of causal relationship in any of the cases between the vaccines and the injuries or the deaths. A couple of prior fact checks. You know, this has been fact checked prior. He doesn't care. So down to the ruling. You know, let's give Rojo the benefit of the ruling. You know, Judge Judy rules. Johnson claimed that all these athletes are dropping dead on the field after receiving COVID-19 vaccinations. But similar claims have repeatedly been debunked. Doctors have not encountered athletes dropping dead from the vaccine. And doctors for two European soccer players Johnson's staff cited have said those cardiac episodes were not caused by the vaccine. There's also the obvious problem with those cases as they relate to supporting Rojo's claim, so far as the two athletes are not, well, dead.
Oh, that is kind of important if you're going to claim that, huh?
Yes, if you're claiming people are dying, where are the bodies, sir? Habeas corpus, produce the bodies, Rojo. I think that's right. Finally, health experts have also said that no research. See, I'm getting fired up. Rojo's got me all fired up telling these big lies. Finally, health experts have also said that no research shows the link between sudden death incidents in sports players and vaccines. We rate this claim as false. Why not pants on fire? There is one category worse than false. Pants on fire. I mean, Rojo, I can see your bloomers. Your pants have nearly burned off. Why would you tell this lie? I mean, really, I could see it in his eyes the other day. First time I had seen Ron Johnson in a matter of a year and a half. And the last time I saw him, there was a little spirit left in his eyes. But the other day, the other morning, he seemed just a little broken of spirit. And he went out and he faced the press. And it was just a couple of us. There was maybe you know, 10 media types, television crews, stuff of that nature. And like me and Channel 27, the local ABC affiliate, we asked a couple of questions. You heard the one I asked. And by the time I tried to ask a follow-up question, and just for the record, my follow-up question was about the gross domestic product. Rojo could have teed off on the inflation rates, but he would have had to acknowledge the strengthening gross domestic product, you know, greatest since Reagan, since 84. But he cut me off, and he's looking for friendlier press in the press conference. And the funny part is, there wasn't really any friendly press there. So the follow-up question is, you know, those tax cuts you keep bragging about, Rojo, didn't one of your donors benefit to the tune of $80 to $200 million in a single year? He's like, what? I can't hear you. That was literally, and I'm like, we all heard it. Just answer the question, Ryan. And that's when he went on to brag about the $1.5 trillion tax cut that was primarily for very wealthy people and quote-unquote small business owners like Rojo. And, you know, a couple of Rojo's donors, like the Widow Hendricks and the Ulines, who gave like $4 billion to the January 6th planning, apparently, reportedly. So, anyways.
I have some results. I went down and I looked up.
Oh, do you Google?
I Googled it.
Dead athletes?
So, athletes drop dead on field, right? That's the Google search.
Is there a story?
Folks, don't open anything. Let me just tell you there. Because the first three things, gopherhole.com, something from Nevada government, right? So I open it up and it says, contents, this email derived from outside of the Nevada government. Do not click on any attachments here as they are not safe. That's a really good thing to think about, you know, maybe a credible source. And the other come from like Dario Vallarta, who's and some of them are just public commentary. And then a little bit further down, it's just political facts.
How about like ESPN?
No, none of it.
CBS Sports.
Not one credible source amongst the top 10 or 15 things here.
I just want a sports source. Like
deceptive videos used to link athlete death to COVID shots. That's U.S. News. And then PolitiFact, the one you just read. Other than that, it's just a bunch of stuff that you probably don't want to open because I've just been dealing with a little bit of a viral jump.
In our production computer?
No, it's fine now. It's fine.
Never asking you to Google anything ever.
Well, don't
do not go down the rabbit hole.
Can we not Google things that Ron Johnson should have Googled?
He has staffers. You know, I got you, Fancy Brian. He's got like 40 staffers at the senatorial office. Collectively, they could Google whether or not any athletes had died on the field. But of course, what's the upside to making these easily disproven statements? And I'm not talking about like, you know, I thought the Patriots were marching up on January 6th. Well, that's a matter of some questionable opinion. But this is a disprovable non-fact, Ron. You can't just say people are dying all over the place. Well, where are the bodies? I'm just looking for some bodies, Ron. Where do you think Ron buries his bodies? You think he's, you know, got some lie, throws it in the hole, buries a body. You know, they never stay out there for long. They decompose that way. Vultures start circling.
You seem to know a lot about it.
I've been watching too much Ozark.
Oh, okay. Cool.
And this newest year... And the 7 episodes they released the other night, and I've watched them all just since they released.
The best episodes do have a lot of... you learn something from every show.
You need a shovel and some lye and a trunk, you know, to transport the bodies. And then you bury the bodies. And that way, you can't find the dead athletes. You just bury them right on the pitch. Think that's a pitcher's mound? No, that's a dead guy. Come back. More Devils. Happy Monday.
I want to see this dead grandmother firsthand.
We're a very compassionate society, and government's role is to help people that can't help themselves or help people.
Tell you what, dipshit. You don't like my policies, you can just come on down here and smooch my big old white butt.
Pucker up, buttercup. Why not gargle